Mr. Talk?
I am doing wonderful.
News, it's been such a beautiful, glorious day.
Yes, it has. Yes, it has. I cannot complain at all.
That's it doesn't do any good anyway, does it?
Yeah. Yep. Without a doubt. Knowledge says, I see you step up your music game. That's right, Knowledge, I am, man. I guess that's a good thing. What are you talking about? But anyway, wow. Oh, okay. And hey, what's up, Wes? I see you on the switchboard also. So we got Wesley and Knowledge, and then, you know, we ready to roll today. We ready to roll. So, today, man, we got a show for y'all. What is good set? And I'm sure we're going to have some fun with that. I can't wait to get into that one. All these great minds that we have, you know, it's going to be a good one. That's for sure. Ooh, I'm telling you.
Yes, this will be quite interesting.
Yeah, I know, right? I cannot
didn't mean to
wait.
Step on you, Mr. Talk.
Oh, you're good. Go for it. Go for it. We are good. You know, with Blog Talk, you never know. You may have a little delay or what have you, so it's all good. You know,
yeah.
We can work around that, that's for sure. All right. So let's see. Anybody want to join in the conversation today? No problem. Just give us a call, 347-838-8622. Email us at ericletstalk@gmail.com. And don't forget the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. And those are all the ways you can get in on the conversation today, because I'm sure we're going to have a good one. That's good. That's for sure. East Coast, I see you in the chat room. What's going on? All right. Man, I tell you. Oh, man, this is going to, I tell you, I've been trying. I was around here looking for quotes and songs, and I had all kind of songs going through my mind this morning, trying to figure out what's a good song to go with the topic today. But you know what? I think I found one.
Well, I think I might have missed it.
No.
You haven't played it yet?
We haven't played it yet. Not yet.
Oh, wonderful. Okay, I'll get to hear it. Yeah.
Not yet, yeah. You know, and the thing about it, I was actually going another direction with the song, and all of a sudden this song just pops into my head, you know, like, oh, why didn't I think of that? You know, so I hope everybody enjoyed. But before we get to the quotes in the song of the day, of course, you know, we have the house rules. being Tuesday, I'm going to go on and put them out there real fast, real easy. When you call in the show, act like you're an adult. Don't talk over each other. There's no use of the N-word. That quickly get you put on the sideline, if not put you out with some buckshot. and if you say it real bad, you may get some electrodes put on you also.
Uh-oh.
Oh, and then also we have, let's see. Listen, I think I covered them real fast. Man, I'm telling you, that's one of the quickest I've ever done the house rules. Anyway, when you call in that as an adult, this is an adult show. And things are said. Now, if you're a little bit sensitive, I don't know if you want to call in and start throwing left and right, okay? Because we can't save you. We cannot save you. It's just that simple. You know, you got to take your punishment like an adult. That's all I got to say about it. You know, because we have some people, you know, they call in and they want to say certain things, and then when, you know, when they start getting it back, they want to run. You know, or they be like, Mr. Talk. No, Mr. Talk can't help you. You know, you started it, so you got to stay there and take it. That's the way I always say it anyway. You know, that's part of it. That
well, Mr.
Talk,
like, oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I'd like to welcome all our guests. Shout out to Antoinette, N2K, Coast, and the guest 1584, which is probably myself because I couldn't get to the studio.
Okay. Well,
on that.
Yes. Welcome, everybody. And you know what? I'm feeling so good today. We're going to show everybody some love and give them a hand clap. There you go. Yeah. Welcome, everybody. See, that's so easy. That is very easy.
Let me ask you a question.
Ma'am. Okay.
What made you come up with this daring topic today?
Oh, man. You know, I really, you know what, I was about all the topics I've done, you know, since I've been on the air. And I said, well, we've never done one on anything, I guess you say straight up sex. You know, what is it? And I was thinking about it myself, you know, what is good sex? You know, what do other people consider good sex? You know, and are there any benefits to actually having what we call good sex? So I figured I'll use that as a topic and, you know, see where the minds are, the great minds are. And it leads into tomorrow's topic of masturbation. I don't know. I'm just on the sex kick this week. I don't know what it is.
Okay, well, they're those subjects, but I think we can handle them.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, without a doubt. You know, and then, of course, you know, we got Thursday night show, Why Do Women Cheat? So I'm telling you, it's all rolling. It's all rolling into one big finale. I guess it would be Friday. So we all good. I'm ready.
We have a comment in the chat room. N2K says, good sex is never having to say you're sorry. I don't quite know if I can understand. Maybe you'd like to call in, N2K, and speak on that.
Yes, please. Please do that. Because I'm looking at that like, okay, I've never had, I guess, never saying you're sorry that you didn't
about
perform.
About what? Turning the wrong way or what?
Right.
What are you talking about? Never had to say I'm sorry. Okay.
Yeah, I know, right? So, yeah, that'd be interesting. Yeah, now let's get on these lines and call it in because we want to talk. We want to hear what you have to say about that. But before we get to that, let's go on and knock the quote of the day out the way and, of course, the song of the day because I'm excited about this show. I really am. All right. Now, I see we got somebody new in the chat room, Allah Bay. All right.
Welcome
to the show. Yes, welcome. I haven't seen that name before, but okay. Show. Glad you can make it. All right. Y'all ready for the call of the day? I'm ready. Here it is. The greatest value of having good people around you is not what you get from them, but the better person you become because of them. Yeah. Man, that is the quote of the day, which is interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. I may have to read that one again. The greatest value of having good people around you is not what you get from them, but the better person you become because of them. And you know what? I really understand this quote, because I must really say I have become a better person just by doing this show, interacting with y'all on a daily basis. I really have. I have learned so much. You know, some things have opened my eyes, and other things just reaffirm some of the things I was thinking or believe, and my beliefs. So, which I told, I really can't say, hey, I say thank you, because y'all have made me a better and a smarter person. I must admit that. That's for sure.
It's true. Having the opportunity to interact with different personalities does give you an opportunity to reflect, to learn from others. Who is the quote by?
It was anonymous. It was an anonymous quote.
Okay.
Well, I got it. It was an anonymous quote at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure somebody else said it, you know, here where I got it from, it was anonymous. So I don't know who actually said it per se. But
well, it gives you something to ponder, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Yes, it does. You know, and you know, sometimes it makes you go back and look at the acquaintances or your so-called friends that you hang around and say, have I become a better person, or have they taken me down? Because I remember one time I had this girlfriend, and I was so crazy about her. You know, I was in the military, what have you, and little did I know she was taking me down faster than, oh, Lord, have mercy. It was nothing nice, you know. Another friend woke me up to what was going on. I had to stop and take a step back and take a look at it. I'm like, man. So, you know, people
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Influence. No, I was just saying people can influence. You know, you, if you're not paying attention and you get too involved with them, they can influence you and have you headed the wrong direction.
Well,
sure.
Mr. Talk, I have a philosophy that, yes, it's true. You can be unaware and you can be influenced, but when you're taking personal responsibility for yourself, your thoughts, and your actions, then we can never point the finger out at someone else for what happens to us.
You know what? That's a very good point. Very
right.
Good point.
Hard to do, but it's a work in progress.
Yeah,
always.
And you know, it goes back to the show we did last week about the love languages and stuff. I just was so infatuated with this individual that I lost sight of taking my personal responsibility. You know what I mean? I just
it happens.
Because,
it happens. You know.
You know.
Yeah.
And that's when the good people come by and pull your coattail. You know, say, hey, wait a minute. You need to step back and take a real look at what's going on here.
You're probably going to laugh at this, but I like to think in terms that, you know, people are good. Sometimes their behavior is not good. How about that?
Okay. I can understand that.
Yeah, and sometimes people come in your life for a reason. Sometimes they come for a season. Sometimes they come for a day, a week, a month, a year, or forever. But regardless, you know, there's always something great you can take away from interacting with other people in your life, because they give you a chance to reflect and to grow, like you said. And hopefully you can impart something of value to them also. What do you think?
Yeah.
Now, let's start it. You're playing chicken, so I'm going to go ahead and be courageous and start this sexual conversation off. How about it?
Not yet.
Premature.
Yeah,
we haven't had the music.
Yeah, we haven't been had the music yet, but we're about to. So, y'all, are y'all ready for some good music? I mean, this is 1996. I think it's from 1996. Hey, man, I'm telling you. Woo, boy. It's mellow, but it's good. You know, we don't have the heart thumping today, but it's all good once I'm on and we're ready. So without further ado, y'all, here is the song of the day.
Mm-hmm. Pardon me, do you have change for a quarter? I gotta make a phone call. Thank you. Oh, I hope this woman don't take me to no changes today, because I'm had a hard day today, man. You know, let me see what's happening at the address before I go home. How you doing? I hope you're fine. Did your day take you through changes and mess up your mind? I just called to say that I'm on my way. Oh, and I'll see you when I get there. I hope you're in a good mood. You know, a man's home is a castle, and I'm coming home to groove. Oh, and I'll see you when I get there. I'll see you when I get there.
I love that man's voice. It's just so smooth and mellow, but good. Okay. You there, Singonia?
Yes, I'm here. That was
okay,
a lovely
okay.
song. Very lovely.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what I say. It wasn't nothing heartbeating, but it was there. That's what I was talking about, that smoothness. And, that just goes right along with sex and love. Because, you know, you want to have that nice, smooth song playing in the background to set the mood. I guess. That works for me anyway.
Yes.
That works for me.
That was very nice.
Yeah. I see we got Cloud Nation in the chat room just clowning. You know, he just carried
on. Yeah, Beasley's in the house, too.
Oh, is he?
I believe so. Yes.
All right. Well, hey, Mr. Beasley. That probably was Beasley with that little voice machine yesterday. No, I don't think so. I think that was somebody else playing. But anyway.
Somebody for real. He was for real. I listened to what he was saying. That wasn't nobody clowning.
No, okay.
He was talking about fallacies and everything. He was getting down.
Get down. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Lord. Let's see. Cloud Mission says, we are talking about sex, not love, right? Okay. For right now, what is good sex? Does sex involve, good sex involve loving that individual or being in love? Or is it just a physical act that has no emotion? So what is good sex, y'all? Let's go on and get on with the get on. You know,
it can be all those things, Mr. Talk.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Of course. Okay.
Yeah, it can be.
I guess let's talk about this thing, sex. What is sex first? You know, and I think a lot of people have different definitions on what love is. I mean, what sex is. See,
well, here's one from Marilyn Monroe. Here's one from Marilyn Monroe. It says, my screen just jumped down. And it's running slow. It says sex is a part of nature. Doggone it, my screen is frozen. I couldn't catch all of it. It says sex is a part of nature, but there's more to the quote. When my screen unfreezes, I'll finish it, okay?
Okay. Well, yeah, because sex has been going on for since the dawn of time, right?
Okay, here it is. Well, I don't know, because I might have been here then, but I don't know how many times I've come back here. No, I don't know.
Okay.
But it says, sex is a part of nature. I go along with nature. That's a quote by Marilyn Monroe. Now, here's one by Gloria Steinem. A liberated woman is one who has sex before marriage and a job after.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, here's one you're going to love, and then I'm going to stop. This one's by Woody Allen. It says, sex without love is a meaningless experience, but as far as meaningless experiences go, it's pretty damn good.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. All right. I like all those.
I wish I could have that in the chat room. They've got some really great quotes here, Mr. Talk.
Okay, well, we're going to work that out so we can get you to where you can put stuff in the chat room. You know,
okay.
We're going to make that happen. But let's talk about this thing they call sex. You know, and what is sex? You know, what is sex actual? I figure out a lot of times we need to define some things around here. Of course, all fact-finding things, but I think in this conversation we're gonna have to. What is sex? Is penetration sex? Is oral relations considered sex? What is sex? You know, that is a question I think we kind of need to explore a little bit before we get into what actually constitutes good sex.
Are you making it too complicated, Mr. Talk?
I'm sorry. I want to see where the great minds are on this.
Okay, well, all right.
Yeah. That's all right.
I'm resisting analyzing it too, but go ahead.
I mean, I'm just saying. Okay, all right. So we're gonna make it real simple today. We're gonna put everything in the category of sex. Okay, oral, your little freaky stuff. Okay, all that sex. So now, what constitutes good sex? What now? The Cloud Nation has said a whole lot. Cloud Nation will mention waking up in the morning to good fellatio and he said, you know, hey, this is an adult show. I'm going to say it. He said, waking up in the morning with your head in the middle of the night, into a warm, wet suction, okay, cooler cat, knowing that you are the only one hitting that. Sex without restrictions. That is what good sex is to him. Interesting. That's another thing. Huh?
You know you're going to get 1,000 different stories because it's different for everybody.
I know. That's what I want to find out. Exactly. So, I mean, if that's the case, then, See, I had a train of thought here, and it just went away. Because I'm reading this, and like, wow.
You might want to mute me. I got a call coming in. Just mute me so it won't disturb your program. I'm not going to take the call, but.
Okay. Well, if you're going to take the call, it's okay. But what is good sex, y'all? What is good sex to you? Do men and women have different definitions of what good sex? Because with the woman, sex, it does do, well, I have women on the line, so I'm going to say, women, what is good sex to you?
Let me say something here. First of all, I think there's a myth that needs to be straightened out about this, that men are the only one who have those urges and that women only have self-discipline. That's not true. Men and women have the same urges.
Oh, we do?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
You didn't?
I thought men was only horn dogs for the most part. Let me stop.
Oh, see, that's why I said there's a myth.
No, okay. You know, I agree with you. That is a big myth, though. But, you know, here's the thing. Most women portray that, though, as when they really don't think about it. You know, they don't really want sex. So...
Well, you know, it might not only be a portrayal. There's times in your life when you don't realize you do. And then somebody comes along and has a key and, introduce you to some feelings or thoughts that you didn't know you had. So that happens, too.
Feelings and thoughts. Okay. Feelings and thoughts. That sounds good. Go for it. Got it with their hand up already, so I'm sure we're about ready to get really into this.
All right.
Let me bring them in. Area code 626, welcome to the show. And who do I have on the line, and what do you have to add?
Hey, what's up, Eric? How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Who do I have here?
Hey, this is Lisa Effect. We were in the same chat room last night on the Perry Steele Show. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. You know, I'm here at work, so that's why I usually don't call in.
Oh, okay. Well, you couldn't help it today, huh? Good topic.
Oh, you know I had to call today. as far as sex goes, I think it's just a basic need. And I think also, too, that's the problem with all these priests and nuns. They need to start getting it in.
Lisa.
They're going crazy. Because that's not natural.
I'm sorry, with a group of
men for the rest of your life, living with them, eating with them. Oh, hell no.
So Lisa, without giving away too much, what is good sex to you?
You know what, honey, you should ask. I was looking at a rerun when Oprah was interviewing Usher, and I was like, wow, I see how he gets the older women. You know, he sets the scene, he puts on the music, you know what I mean? It's like have a little bit of romance. It doesn't always have to be romantic, depending on what kind of mood you're in, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But Lisa, are you saying that you like to be seduced?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hey, you guys have this topic when I'm at work. Oh, man. Yeah, because it seems like nowadays that's missing. So when I heard Usher you know, talking about it. I was like, see, there you go. He knows what's up.
Mm-hmm. Well, we got a common term that Usher can sleep with anyone. He has money and fame. Sex is a natural byproduct. Oh, okay. So we got somebody saying Usher is not a good example because he can make things happen. What about the average Joe?
No. Let me tell you something. All you need, go to the 99-cent store and get you some candles and get you a red light bulb. You're good.
A red light bulb?
Uh-huh.
Why the red light bulb?
Come on.
Why the red light bulb?
I'll tell you some other time.
Oh, okay.
Eric, I'm at work.
Okay, I'm sorry.
I'm about to get me some water.
Oh, Lord, not some water. Okay.
Oh, man. No, I'm interested in finding out, though.
Oh, man. You know, all you need to be honest, you don't even need a lot of money like Usher. You know what I mean? Because to be honest, I never paid that much attention to him until he started talking about, you know, the little, you know, romance and stuff. And I'm like, oh, so now I'm giving him a double look.
Giving him a double look? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah, so it's not necessarily about the money.
So basically you need a little candlelight, I mean some candles, a red light bulb, and that's the move right there, huh? All right, that I'm talking about.
Dang, I sound cheap, don't I? I'm not always that cheap. Just for any of you guys listening, okay?
Oh, okay. Lord have mercy. Oh, Lord, but that is funny. But you know what? I ain't gonna lie. I used to use the red light bulb too. I don't even think they make red light bulbs anymore.
N2K says I don't think so.
You see, I'm telling my age, right?
I think we all tell our age on this show, one way or another.
It's all good.
Uh-huh. Oh, Nala said they still do use the red light bulbs. All right, Nala, well, I've got to go and find me some then. I got to bring back old school then.
I guess that would just be for ambiance, right?
Yeah, for the ambiance. Yes, mm-hmm. yes. But you know what? You know, on the boob tube, you know, you see all these great romantic settings and, you know, they roll around here and there. Is that good sex or is that just a portrayal that they want you to think of? You know, because I know a couple of times I'll be like, okay, this really is not anything I remember as far as good sex. You know, the pedal, the road pedal, is all that lead up to good sex? And is there some positions that's good for good sex or...
Nowadays it varies.
It varies?
Because nowadays sex comes so easy.
Comes what? Too easy?
Huh?
You say sex comes too easy?
Yeah, it's like nowadays, to be honest, it seems like men don't even have to do rose petals or anymore.
Huh.
Because sometimes we as women, we make it so easy for them. You understand what I'm saying? Like, man, you don't even have to pay, you know, you don't even have to pay women for dinner. You know, take them out to dinner anymore. You know, you just split the check and go have sex, it seems like. It's like, ugh. I don't know.
Oh,
I mean, you know
okay.
What I mean?
Uh-huh. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah, because nowadays,
they just...
you know.
Go for it.
I'm sorry. Oh, no, I was just going to say, you know how nowadays, you know, you hear men talking about, well, it's the first date, you know, we're going Dutch, she better pay half and this and that, and, you know, like, whatever.
Oh.
So it sounds like Lisa may be saying that for her, good sex requires a gentleman who knows how to treat a lady.
Exactly. Or not only that, but no, how can I say it? Okay, let's put it, start off with the romance and all of that, and then the freaky stuff can come later.
Okay.
Because you don't always have to be that romantic. You understand what I'm saying? You know, you need to mix it up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying that you always require to be taken out to dinner and so forth and so on to have good sex. But sometimes you like to be romanced, and other times you're saying you don't have to have the romance or the dinner
exactly.
date.
Exactly. But don't
it depends on the mood you're in.
Exactly. But when you first meet a woman and stuff, don't be asking her all these old freaky questions about her sex life and stuff because you may be surprised.
Well, I got a question in the chat room that says, what does being a gentleman have to do with physical acts of sex? Well, we're discussing what good sex is to women and men, and Lisa happens to be saying that sometimes good sex for her requires a gentleman to treat her like a lady. That's
well,
what.
And not only that, but the thing is this, don't step to me in a ghetto manner and expecting that I'm going to go out with you. Let's put it that way.
Well, now we're talking about dating, but the program is about sex and what's good and see.
Well, yeah, but I think I see what she's saying. You know, in order to get to the sexual part, you got to step to be correct from the beginning. In the beginning,
right.
Am I correct?
Yeah. She says sometimes she needs to be romanced. No, she needs a man who knows how to treat a woman like a woman to be able to experience good sex. And other times she doesn't have to have all of that in order to have good sex. Is that right, Lisa?
That's right. Sometimes you just want to, you know, just lay it down.
Mm-hmm.
So many words.
Okay.
Yeah, because everybody's different. So, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes the rose petals and sometimes they get in the way.
Interesting. Well, I'm going to bring up a question. I know about to start some things. What about time limit? What about time limit? Is there a certain length of time that constitutes good sex? Because I found an article that says sex therapists concluded that the optimal amount of time for sexual intercourse was 3 to 13 minutes, and that wasn't counting foreplay. So sex lasting 1 to 2 minutes is too short. Now, that's what they're saying. But the average time is basically 3 to 13 minutes, and that's not that is not including foreplay. So, in that time frame, can you have good sex, or does it depend on the positions that you're in?
You know what? It depends on the person too, because I mean, you know, an older man, you know, he might not, you know, you understand what I'm saying. It all depends, again, it all depends on the person. If they're satisfied with 3 to 13 minutes, that's fine. I've never looked at the clock, to be honest with you.
No. Ah, so you never look at the clock, okay.
I have never, when you're in the moment, you totally forget mm-hmm. where you're at. I'm not even thinking about a clock. I'm not, you know, I'm in the moment.
So, is it a myth then that ladies are always talking about the two-minute man and what have you, so y'all don't get upset about stuff like that? Hey, I'm just going to ask now. I mean, ain't no need to play with it. Ask.
Well, I guess I've been lucky.
Okay, now, when you say you've been lucky, is this before or without foreplay? How important is foreplay when it comes to good sex?
Very.
All right.
My view.
Very?
Absolutely.
Okay. Please expound on that, my dear co-host.
Well, to answer your question about the clinical question about the 3 to 13 minutes? Was that what it was? 2 to 13 minutes?
Right. 3.
Okay.
Right. 3 to 13 minutes. Yeah.
I think that would depend on whether you were madly in love with someone and, you know, you have a good long relationship with them or whatever, and if there was 3 minutes of sex, that could be good sex, I guess. It depends on,
yeah.
You know, now if it's not that kind of a situation, then no, 3 minutes wouldn't be too good at all, in my view.
Yeah. But Perry got quiet. Eric got quiet.
Eric, he's probably doing something. Maybe he's talking to someone else. Whatever. But, yeah, I think so many different things come into play when you discuss a topic like this. You know, it's just not black and white. It's just not.
Exactly.
But, yeah, there's a lot of different things that I think go along with answering that kind of a question that Mr. Talk proposed.
Yeah, because everybody's different, so there is no right or wrong answer.
Right. That's true.
Okay.
Who is this? Mr. Talk?
Yeah, this is Mr. Talk. Now, see,
okay.
I do a lot. I like, you know, personally, I'm a foreplay guy. You know, I like to get the foreplay in and, you know, set the temperature right, you know, before you get into all that other stuff. So by the time you get into the physical, the real physical act, the penetration part, man, it's hot and talking by then. So it may not take 13 minutes. You know
right,
what I mean?
Because you know that's right. That plays a
right.
definite part in it. You know, you might go on a ride through the universe in 3 minutes and come back.
There you go. Yeah.
You have an out of body.
Yeah.
Have you ever had an out of body experience?
An out of body experience. Hmm.
Yeah, during sexual intimacy. Yes. Have you ever had an out of body experience?
Yeah, I had one driving back from Florida one time.
Oh, no, I said during having sex. Talking about what you're having sex.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
Driving? You were driving and having sex and an out-of-body experience at the same time, Mr. Talk?
Man, it was good.
Oh, my
God. What?
Okay. Okay, I get it.
Oh, I think you got me beat.
Hey, I'm just telling the truth. I'm telling the truth.
Dang.
It was, oh, yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Hey, sometimes you just, like I say, sometimes you just don't know when it's going to happen. It just happens.
Yes.
Dang.
You know, you
yeah,
drive down the highway, you drive down the highway 2, 3, 4 o'clock in the morning, hey, and it's dark and is it going to, you know how I-10 is from Tallahassee to Pensacola? That's a long, dark drive. So.
All right.
Just don't try that in California.
Don't try that in California. Okay.
Yeah, don't try that out here.
Y'all have too much traffic. But let me bring off that thing. He said he's going to fool us a little bit. So let's see what kind of fooling he going to do. Oh, Lord. All right, Mr. Allfax, welcome to the show, sir. What's going on?
Well, Mr. Tuck, I thought I was going to school, but after hearing that, I have nothing to say. I mean, I am totally speechless. I'm for real. I have nothing to say. Wow, on the road. My goodness. Mr. Talk, you didn't took the cake. I have nothing to say, Mr. Talk. You didn't school me now. I'm going to have to try something.
Now, you know it's something that Michael can't say nothing.
I'm speechless, Mr. Talk. You didn't got me. I thought I was going to be.
Oh, man. See, y'all are so
but
wrong.
No, I mean, seriously, you know, there's nothing wrong with quickies. I mean, quickies can serve their purpose. Don't get me wrong. I don't think that should, you know, be something that's, you know, quite often. I think, you know, you should take your time. A lot of women, you know, if we do our research, a lot of women haven't reached their sexual orgasm peak. Because a lot of, you know, a lot of men, they just think about self. But I'm just like you, Mr. Talk. I mean, when I'm enjoying a woman, she's in my presence, it's all about us. So, I mean, if a man wants to please a woman, a woman wants to please a man, both people want to please each other. If you enjoy making a woman have multiple orgasms, a man is going to do that. Most, you know, some men just think about their self. So I think the best way to have sex with, on the male side is just to please that woman as much as possible. You know, hear the sight sounds, get them legs shaking. You know what you're doing. But, you know, you just can't think of self. Man, you don't think of self. Never think of self. If you think about her more, the sex is going to be great.
What
so,
if get the leg shaking? And everybody don't know.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Right, right. See, my goal is, my goal sex needs, and people may say this, and every time I say this, see, I try to make women have orgasms on demand. You know, I try to take them, I love to have a woman to almost go unconscious on an orgasm level. I take pride in that. That's just me, because as a man, I know a woman can go, they can have multiple, and when we get on, us as men, we go on our little second nut, that's when we can go on and on and on. So when you know a woman's body like that, and when you know she can come multiple, let her get hers first. You know, that's just me. I let her get hers first. And then after I know that she's drained, it's all over. I mean, you know, they don't have no excuse. I can do anything I want. So that's just how I get down.
Hey, Mike, into knowledge says try fixation. She'll pass right the hell out.
Try what? I'm not at my cue. He said what? Try what?
Fixation. In other words, try choking her. She'll pass right out. Right the hell
out.
Oh,
no. Well, that's but no, they pass out of multiple orgasms, though.
I know. But what about the orgasm? Ladies. Oh, go ahead, Ms. Ngonya. Go ahead.
Oh, I didn't say anything. That wasn't me.
Oh, no. That must
Is Michael still on the line?
Must have been Lisa.
Yeah, so I'm just letting you know, I try to let them come unconscious, and then I get mine, you know, because once I let them get theirs, they're totally satisfied. Lord have mercy on them.
That sounds like a wonderful Mike.
Lord have mercy on them.
Do you hear me, Michael?
Yes. Yeah, I
said that sounds like a wonderful approach.
Exactly. You got to know a woman's body. And a lot of these men don't know bodies. They all about me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so.
I'm not disagreeing with that, because I'm with you on that one.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
I think Lisa had a question for you. Lisa, you got a question for Michael?
Yeah, I have pen and paper. What's your address?
I didn't hear that. Excuse me, what did you say? I didn't hear that.
She said she has pen and paper. What is your address, brother?
Oh. Right. See, right, you know. So, but I mean, that's, and I try to make them come on demand. See, and that it's a trick by that. I can't say that on the air. That's a little, you know. I might have to let y'all pay for that. But
Mike, you know what? It's not that much of a trick, believe me. It's not that much of a trick.
Well, why a lot of women not getting it? A lot of women not getting it, though.
Well, I'm telling you right now.
You
know why? You know, Mike, a lot of women, a lot of women have this idea about orgasm, but they don't know what an orgasm is or where the G-spot is, number one. You know, they have no clue. You know, and this is my opinion, ladies. You know, y'all can hop in any time. But in a lot of cases, you know, they have never experienced that orgasm. So it kind of makes it hard on the man sometimes to help them get there. They don't know how to get there themselves. But that's for sure tomorrow. But the bottom line is, you know, orgasm. Is it a myth or is it reality? I mean, the G-spot. Is it a myth or is it reality? Because that's supposed to be the ultimate for a woman. You get that G-spot, that's on demand then. That's on demand every time. You know, it's what
and
it's
that's
now, but ladies.
Huh? I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
I was just getting ready to say, in that case then, a woman would need a man with a slow hand, you know, to explore and take time, like Michael was talking about.
Right. And see, My goal, I mean, I always I see when a woman squirts, you already know you got it. And a lot of women, I mean, and the G, but see, I found I've talked to other women, so they say different women have their G spot in different places. Now, I've heard some women told me that there's two ways that they can come. They can come from up inside. There's a come where you come from the clitoris. And there's also orgasm that they have something inside of them, which is the G-spot. So it's two ways that they can come, but you just got to find it. You know, you just got to search because a lot of women haven't found that themselves neither. You know, a lot of women haven't squirted. So when they squirt, wow, it's like water fountain.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it is.
That's when you really know you got to. But see, Mr. Talk, Mr. Talk, we're saying all this, but when you do that, you have to be careful because you don't want to have a you give somebody that goody-goody. You can't give everybody the goody-goody. Now, let's get that straight. You can't give everybody the good, the special. I don't give everybody this.
But Mike, isn't it the thing about having good sex is every time you have it, you're trying to give the goody good? Isn't that a part of having good sex?
The special ones get the special. Everybody
that's right. That depends on who you're with.
Yeah, everybody don't get that special because, Mr. Tuck, if you give a woman, like I'm talking there, you may not be able to get rid of them. So I'm just saying be selective on the special. That's all.
Okay.
I'm going to be quiet on that.
I understand what my co-host was saying also. Because she's saying you can't give everybody that because you don't know, you know, what you're dealing with. As far as
exactly. You got to be.
The medical makeup, Mike, I mean, you know, what you're talking about. But, yeah, you know, you do have those unstable ones. But still, here's the thing, though. Ladies, I'm asking the ladies, okay? Ladies, please explain this to me. Why is it, I don't even know how to phrase this. Why is it women place so much emphasis on, is it important, a man's size, is that important to most women, or is it just something that's another myth? Let's go on and do it. Let's go on and put it out there. We talking about good sex. Might as well find out about it.
Have any ladies on the line that would like to speak?
I know we got just Lisa right now. Ladies, come on. Give us a call, 347-838-8622. Come on. We want to know what's on your mind. We got the guys. I want to hear from the ladies. You know, and don't be acting like y'all out there all flowery flesh and stuff. We know there's some freaks out there. Hey, I know it. I know who you are, too. Don't make me start calling you out. Let me talk. But anyway.
Well, Mr. Trump, while we're waiting for somebody else to come on, I think from a woman's perspective, size is an issue, but it's more about how you fit with that person. You see what I'm saying? Just because a man has a super size don't mean he know what to do with it.
Okay.
Right. So it's more about compatibility, you know what I'm saying? for lack of a better word, you know, fit together.
Yeah, I totally agree on that. Because when women say, I need this and that, I'm like, you know, what size are you?
Yeah, it's about a mat.
Okay.
You know.
So the old saying is not it's not the size of the ship, but it's the motion of the ocean that matters more than that.
Well, you know, that's an individual perspective, of course. Like we said, we're going to get all feedback here. You know, there may be some other women that have a different idea, of course.
Yeah, I'm sure they are. That's why I'm trying to get them on air. Come on, ladies. Come on. Don't be scared. Y'all said we don't do more. Come on. We got a show where you can just talk. You ain't got to tell us your private thing, but we just want to see you and you know, what you think about what we're talking about. You know, that's all. So, Mike, what you think? Mike, you there?
I'm asking you what you think.
Mike done must okay, Mike must have went down and take a cold shower. But anyway.
Oh.
Man, I tell you. You
did
know,
we lose Mr. Beasley?
Beasley was never on the line.
Oh, I saw him in the chat room. Sorry about that. I must have saw somebody else. Yeah,
oh,
okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen Beasley.
Okay.
Michelle in the chat room said it's about the fit, not too small, not too big, just
yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, so we agree, Michelle.
But see, here's the thing. I thought the Cooter Cat, I call it the Cooter Cat for the show. The Cooter Cat was supposed to be one of those, I mean, I look at it like this. If a baby could come out, shouldn't it be able to just adjust to any size?
No, because when a woman's having a baby, her pelvis actually moves. Her bones actually open to let the baby out.
Oh.
So
something
vagina,
out
that's,
and
her
in,
pelvis
that's
opens
two
up.
Different things.
Yeah, that's two different things.
Oh, that's two different things. Okay. All right.
Well,
yeah.
You're talking
so
about
you
something going out rather than in.
Okay. All right. I sure wish we had more people willing to get on these lines and talk to us. You know,
they
in other time they'd be blowing this. Look, in the other time they'd be blowing the phone lines up.
Yeah, they're scared, Mr. Talk.
Yeah,
you scared them real bad now.
You know what, Brown Beasley, Vernon?
Call them out. Call them out.
yeah, I'm going to call them out.
Oh, no, that is magic.
They want me to hold it
no,
down
no.
And I'm at work.
Yeah, see, that's a shame, man. That's a shame. You at work. But,
isn't that
good sex,
and you know what? I better get back to work.
Uh-oh.
But I'll be still
yeah,
listening
yeah.
to you guys.
No, okay. Well, thank you. Cloud Nation Radio say most women talk a good game but are absent in the bedroom.
Well, he needs to get on the phone and tell us what he means by that, doesn't he? He's speaking for most
yep.
women. I can't never understand that, why men think they can speak for most women. I just don't understand it.
Because we are the experts. We the ones trying to get it all the time, right? We the ones trying to get it all the time.
Yeah,
that is
so funny you should. Look at me,
well,
I'm
but
back.
Maybe if he's finding them absent, maybe he ought to stop trying to talk for most women and they wouldn't be absent.
Yeah.
Well, all right, what you going to say, Lisa?
Oh, I was going to say, yeah, that's going to be my topic on Thursday. Should single women listen to men when they give advice?
Well, topic. What's the name
yeah.
of your show, Lisa?
The Lisa Effect.
Okay.
And specifically
yeah.
black men. Should I listen to Steve Harvey or should I listen to Dr. Phil?
Don't listen to neither one of them, Kyle. But anyway. I'm sorry. That came out. I was thinking it. That just came out. My bad. My bad.
No.
My
let's
bad.
Just say my Steve Harvey book is dusty.
Oh, okay. You know, and look, we talk about sex, and I want to have some fun with this. I really do, because I got a lot of questions, but nobody wants to come on and talk. Michael went and ran to take a shower and then muted himself.
Well, he said enough.
Michael says there's tricks. Yeah, I know those tricks, Mike. Trust me, I know them. But,
okay,
anyway,
now, Mr. Talk, I have a question.
Okay.
From a man's perspective, good sex, if you want to get it with a woman, how many times would you want to date her before you felt like you could have good sex with her? I mean, I know you probably could have it that night if you wanted to, but I'm saying really. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, my.
Well, I guess that would depend on whether you want something, wanted once or wanted more than once, I guess.
I'm trying to answer my own
question. Now, a lot of people will say, if you get it the first time and it's good, I mean, I heard women say this, they're going to come back regardless of whether you're in a relationship or not. I mean, you know, if they prefer you not be in a relationship, but if it's good, you know, when they got that urge, they will give you a call. You know,
mm-hmm.
But it means a lot on the first time. You know,
mm-hmm.
whether it's the mood or it's a quickie in the park or whatever, if it's good and you know, you do something they like, they'll be back. Now, that's what I've been told. You know,
so is it a fact then, Mr. Talk, that you really can't really qualify what is good, really, if you think about it, because it's really very difficult to describe, because there's so many things that, you know, are, like you say, if you have a spontaneous experience with somebody and it's really good, how would you define what was so good about it versus, you know, some other experience you had sexually? I mean, if it is, it just is, you know? How do you talk about
that? You know, that is a very good point. And that's what I'm trying to find out. Is there a specific thing that qualifies what is good sex? Now, I guess some people can say, well, it depends on the people and the people involved and the is there certain ways that it make you feel or – you know, certain things that you like to have done or you like for them to do. And, you know, hey, it's just, I mean, for me, personally, for me, it starts with kissing. I love to kiss. Okay, I'm not going to lie. I love to kiss. That's where it starts at for me. Now, if you're a bad kisser, then I can't help you.
Because
you just feel my vibe like that. You know, I like to kiss. I'm sorry. I don't want to put that out there. I do. I like to kiss. You know, so, you know, that has a lot to do with it for me. You know, but for other people, I guess it depends on, you know, what they really enjoy and does it happen for them each time, you know, when they decide they want to have sex. Now, let's get it right, y'all. We're not talking about relationships. We're just talking about straight-up sex, okay? We're not talking about, you know, being in love and anything like that.
Well,
because, you know, sex and being in love is kind of, you know, that was a whole other perspective
well,
on it, I would think.
Well, can I bring up? Well, yeah, real
go
quick,
ahead.
Guys. You guys know CeeLo?
Yes,
he's been
CeeLo.
Charged with, yeah, he's been charged today or something with giving a woman that he's been dating for months ecstasy. And the reason why I'm bringing this up is because, you know, they had a relationship, and he's being accused of trying to spice up the relationship by slipping her little Mickey and ecstasy in the room. And I'm saying, well, come on, man. I mean, you don't have to do that. If you want a girl to be freaky and kinkier, see, you have to be open. You have to be open to that. I mean, you have to watch out for that. You know, so I'm just saying, you know, when it comes to drugs and I know they actually heighten it up and things of that nature, man, you got to be in tune. You just have to be open with that person of, you know, as far as what it's getting down and, you know. But me personally, I love a woman. Of course I like kissing too. That's more passionate. But I love when she looks at me. I want you to look at me in my mother's face. And I want you to know who's giving you this right now. So that's what turns me on, you know. I don't like the, you know. And so that's what, you know, that it really has a connection when we're actually looking at each other and our eyes, the eye contact, that closer, there's something real powerful right there that really turns me on. So that's all I wanted to say.
That's a good point, eye contact. Hey, here's another good quote. Sex is as important as eating or drinking, and we ought to allow the one appetite to be satisfied with as little restraint or false modesty as the other. Marquis
de
Sade.
Oh, my. Yum, yum. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that. That's good.
Yeah.
But did y'all realize there are some health benefits of having good sex, believe it or not?
Yes,
there
really
are.
Is. As Marvin Gaye's sexual healing.
Ah, yeah. You know, good sex helps y'all with less stress. It helps your blood pressure become lower, you know, because you're releasing all that stress by just giving, just getting it, and getting it. And, Woo, my goodness. Let me stop. And then it also boosts your immunity. It helps you with your immune system. You know, release some things called immune globulin, whatever. And, you know, it helps keep you from getting infections and things like that. You know. But, and it helps your heart, y'all, because a lot of y'all got them bad hearts out there. It helps with your heart. You know, it helps get that blood going. Okay, I know people say, well, it burns calories, but you have to do a lot of work to burn a lot of calories. It don't burn that much calories. But it's fun trying, that's for sure. You know what I mean?
Well, the amount of calories it burns, Mr. Talk, depends on what age you are.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess that's a good point, too.
You can burn a lot of calories when you're younger.
Well, yeah. You know, sometimes, you know, that young rabbit may want to come out, so you have to, like, keep on. Let me stop. Okay, go ahead, Mr. Gunny. You know, you have to catch up with that hare sometimes, that tortoise. You know, it's going down. But, you know, sometimes that rabbit do want to come out.
Yeah.
Go back to your old days.
Yes. Now, speaking from a woman's perspective, I think that good sex in my lifetime would be more so now than when you're younger, because you see you're more experienced and, you know, you're not operating on social conditioning, so forth and so on. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That makes a whole lot of sense. I can agree with that.
It should get better when you get older. It should.
Well, you know who you are and so forth and so on.
Right.
But see, I just don't want women. I mean, they can show me something too. You know, the age that I am. Of course, you know, if I deal with somebody 30 or 40 years old, they know. I just want, you know, don't be in the bedroom doll, just, you know, laying with your back. Come on, you got to show me something. I don't know every damn thing. Y'all think Michael Allfax the way? I don't know everything. Show me something. You know what I mean? Show me a little something. Teach me something, woman, in the bedroom. That's all I'm saying. Don't just lay there with the back and not, you know. So, you know, that's
right.
Why I'm open with
them. That's right, Mike. Do something, you know. Throw a leg or something. You know what I mean?
Right, show me. Exactly.
Because
like I said, there is no leaders. What you say, Mr. Tuck?
I say flip me over once or twice or something.
Exactly.
You know?
Take control of me.
Yeah.
Exactly. Take control of me.
Look, I know my co-host father said, boy, they crazy. He crazy.
No, exactly. We got to be, right, man. See, the man don't have to be in charge all the time. Damn, especially in the bedroom. Shit, take it over to me. Make me unconscious. Knock me out.
What do you think about that?
What do I think about what?
What me and Michael just were talking about, women just being there and not doing nothing. They should take charge, you know, sometimes, you know, to make the sex better.
Well, I don't know, because I'm not the kind of woman that would just be there.
Oh, okay.
Go ahead, talk about that's what I'm talking about.
That answered the question. That is. All right. See, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about. You know, but good sex. I guess we can say as you age, sex should get better regardless, you know, if you are actually into pleasing not only yourself but your partner as well. Can we say that?
Mm-hmm.
I think Michael had the best idea so far, what he was saying, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if a person is narcissistic and only thinks about themselves, self-centered, you know what I'm saying, then it's probably not going to be any good anyway.
Oh, Lord. Caroline says, I don't feel like having sex tonight. I'm sure you can guess who says that, LOL. Ah, is that always the women who say that kind of stuff?
But do some men say that also?
Well, you're a man. You're a man.
Well,
you should know that.
I don't say it. I'm not gonna lie to you. I don't say it. Now, so okay. I'm not.
You mean you don't never tell your honey you got a headache?
Heck no. Like
see. Oh, look, Mr. Talk. See, Mr. Talk. We had a show on this,
say?
Right? Mr. Talk, I had about men being effeminate, and my question was, is it effeminate for a man, feminine for a man to deny a woman sex? That's the question, and it sounds like you think it might be, is that a feminine side for a man? Let's say he's not in the mood. Maybe if they're arguing or something, and she might want to say, he say, well, I don't feel like it right now. You know, blase this. Do you think that's a feminine part of him from doing that? Because most men say, and I've talked to gentlemen on the show, and they say, well, no, I wouldn't do that. No, I can't remember me denying or whether I'm mad with her or not. I would never deny. Then I have some older gentlemen come on and says, well, oh, I would. I'm just not going to do that. So how do you feel about that? Because, I mean, aren't we allowed to be in that? Because they're allowed to be in their mood sometimes. Aren't we allowed to be in our mood? Well, hold on, we need to settle some things before we can get into it. Because sometimes we may have a little disputes. We haven't settled our little disputes. We have our little passionate sex, love each other. And then once it's over, we still beefing. So how do you feel about that? Can a man be emotional and say, no, I don't want it right now? Or is that just a woman on a woman's part? Is that feminine for a man to do that?
Michael, are you saying that you would deny her because you're punishing her or withholding from her?
No, it's not actually punished. Well, let's say we may have, and it's not a big disagreement. Well, maybe we're going to have a little disagreement, okay, and the mood is not there. You know, and she comes and says, oh, well, and we still haven't resolved. I mean, she may come on, oh, baby, come in, let me do this. And you're not into it now because you got something on your mind. You're like, oh, we got to straighten this out before we get into it. And some women do that too. A man may come on and say, oh, baby, I know. Well, hold up. No, I don't stop. So, and I understand, but deny it. Sometimes people are not in the mood. And the only thing I'm saying is I like to have it when I'm in that mood. If I have
honest,
something in the back of my mind, right, because and I'm going to say this, and I'll be quiet, and I'll get y'all going. Because if we don't address this, I'm not talking about big stuff, Mr. Talk. You know, sometimes we have our little beefs or our little disagreements in relationships or things of that nature. But on the fact of is that when a woman – have the audacity to say, well, I want to reject from you. If we don't handle our situations and just have sex and then we still have our problems, the relationship comes all about sex. We try to resolve our issues. Instead of resolving our issues, we have sex and then the problems are still there. So that's why I'm saying sometimes it can be like that. But, yes, older men says, yeah, I would deny a woman for sex. I don't have to, you know, my body is my body. And if some men say, well, man, you don't deny no woman no sex. So, how y'all feel about that?
Well, I think what you said makes, you know, if you're not in the mood, you're not in the mood. Now, Wesley Boyd says women use sex as a weapon. So do men.
Right, but see, when we use it as a weapon, some men would, like Mr. Tuss said, well, I mean, I'm going to start, but some men would say that's feminine for a man to do that. And see, it's pressure on us because
What you just got done explaining, it seems to me that it wouldn't be feminine for a man to do that because you just got, well, but you weren't saying that you were using that weapon. You were just saying you wouldn't be in the mood at that moment.
Exactly.
So that's
right. And then when Mrs. Carmichael says, well, I'm always in the mood, no matter what the situation, I'm always going to. I say, well, I mean, you know. So I don't think it's feminine for a man to deny a woman with sex. It's rare. But sometimes if you know, that's all, you know. There's no right or wrong in it, you know. I'm just saying, if you're not in the mood to have it, don't have it, because it's not going to be right.
Whether you're a man
or
a
woman.
That makes sense.
Exactly.
Now, Cloud Nation Radio says, I tell you this, a woman who has sex without restrictions with her man has a better success ratio. He said, it is rare. I don't get it.
In other words, anywhere, anytime, just let's get it. I know what he's talking about. You know what, though? Honestly, Michael, no, I don't think that it's feminine. But I don't think,
You know, here's my view on what you're talking about. Number one, I don't think either one should withhold sex as punishment. I don't. Okay, yes, we know it happens. That's fine. The only reason I would withhold sex is if I'm sick. Okay? Or, you know, which basically means I'm not feeling well. Or, you know,
excuse me for interrupting you, but I want you to know you're getting an echo.
I hear it, too. It's not me. Michael, you got your radio on?
No. Can y'all hear it now?
You get
it. Yeah, it's gone.
Yeah. That answers your question.
Yeah, that answers your question. Yes, it did.
Oh man!
But no, I don't think anybody should withhold sex from anyone. I really don't. No, I don't. Not as punishment. Not as punishment. No, I don't.
Well, that speaks to the quality of relationship you're going to have, not
right.
Whether you have good sex or not.
Yeah. That is true, though. That is true. I'm not going to go there. Anyway, you know what? I used to be a horn dog. I did. So, I didn't turn, I'll just get it when I could get it. I really did. those moments when you'd be like, oh, man, what in the world was that? That wasn't even worth my time. You know what I mean? And then
you were probably younger then, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, younger and some of my older days too. You know, but then you have those other experiences that you'd be like, and you just be trying to get it some more. You know, hopefully they want to give you some more, and you just keep going. That's the way I look at it. Now,
another thing, too, when you come from a woman's perspective. Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Talk. I didn't hear you talking. Sometimes I can't hear you.
No. It's okay. Go ahead. I was finished.
Mm-hmm.
Say, from a woman's perspective, too, what constitutes good sex has a lot to do with whether she's feeling, real trustworthy with her man or her mate or whoever she's with. You know what I'm saying?
But Nagoin, what you're saying, you're right, and I'm just saying, it's just that why a man can't do that, too. I'm just saying, because women may sometimes get emotional and don't want to have sex. Why can't a man get emotional and don't want to have it? Until we resolve some issues.
I'm not in disagreement with you.
I wasn't saying, I was just making a statement. Yeah, I understand Nagoin, right.
Mm-hmm.
Because sometimes there's pressure on us. I mean, if every time a woman wants to have sex as a man, we have to have it.
We're talking about
who's
good sex, okay?
Yeah,
right.
Let me ask this question. You brought up a good point. You know, being that there is so much pressure on men to perform, is there more pressure on men to perform as far as good sex than women? Being that, we have the protruding extremity compared to the women, and we rely more on blood flow than they do. So basically, is it more pressure for the men than it is the women to perform and actually give good sex?
Well, I can't say that. I can't say that. You know why? Because a lot of women are not getting pleased. A lot of married women are not getting pleased, right? Haven't even missed their orgasm potential. A lot of men is me. A lot of men learn their sex from pornos. And if you're trying to have porno sex, there's no possible way that you're going to totally satisfy a woman. 30 minutes, some minutes, you can't have that. You got to take time with her. You know what I mean? If you're in that quarters, like I said, there's certain times for quickies. But if you want to get into a woman's body or a man to really have his, 2 to 3 orgasms that we can have, and they can have it. 20, you're going to have to take your time. It is a lot of pressure on us, but then again, sometimes a lot of men, I will say this and I'll be quiet, a lot of men get away from not performing well, and women will deal with it. Women will deal with that for a long time, Nagoin.
From a woman's perspective, good sex doesn't just mean if you didn't have an orgasm, you didn't have good sex.
How could you? You mean
that
to tell me if a woman, if a
depends, you, that depends on the circumstances of who you're with or not.
You know, I'm not just talking about sex in general with somebody that you ran across or something like that. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about in regards to a partner with. You know what I'm saying? On a regular basis that you're sexual with.
But
that you have intimacy with and affection with. Affection,
right.
You know, and trust with who you're with and all of that constitutes good sex. Now, orgasm's fantastic, yes, but, you know, you don't have one all the time. That doesn't mean you didn't have good sex.
I wonder, what? I don't understand. You mean to tell me, I'm not saying this is dialogue. I just want to get this straight. You mean to tell me that if a woman has sex with a man, the man gets his off and she don't get none off, you mean to tell me that that's good sex for her?
No, I said it doesn't mean she didn't feel like she had good sexual experience just because she didn't have an orgasm. There may be reasons why she didn't have one that time. That's all. That doesn't mean
because I'm trying to think. If a woman has ever experienced an orgasm and then she has sex again and she doesn't experience that orgasm, I say something's wrong with that. She's going to compare from the orgasm and not orgasm. That's just like me.
Complicated. Okay.
No, I'm not. We're talking about what good sex is. And I'm saying
this. I just made a statement from a female perspective, from a woman's perspective.
Oh, okay. Right. Okay.
That if you're with your man and it's a partner. I'm not talking about just some spontaneous encounter.
Exactly. I'm there too. Right.
Yeah, that you are accustomed to being with, you have intimacy, affection, all of that. So all I'm trying to say is that, yeah, orgasm is the ultimate goal, but if that doesn't occur, that doesn't mean that you didn't have good sex. From my perspective, I can't speak for everybody else.
Right, but I'm just saying that's one side, though.
Well,
because
I can only give you my...
Because that man is going to ejaculate, he's going to have his, and she's not going to get her, That's all I'm saying. It's not me. I understand what you're saying, and there's no problem. But I'm saying at least one. She can't bust one. Because it's not even as a lottery lesson.
Well, you're coming from a male's perspective, you know, performance and all that kind of stuff.
Well,
no,
because there's a lot of articles that you can hear that a lot of married women, some women that never had an orgasm in their life and they're married. Some women haven't even had multiple.
But yet they still claim they're having good sex. So is orgasm a necessity?
No, because they've never. Okay.
Having good sex?
The only thing I'm saying is, if that's just like me, let's look at a man. If I know how orgasm feels a man, if I have sex with a woman, okay, no, Mr. Talk, you know how orgasm is because we can, you know, we 2-minute lovers, blah, blah, this. We just one and sometimes we one and done. So we know how that feels. We get that. Let's say me and you, somebody has sex, a man has sex with a woman, and he doesn't ejaculate. He's going to be disappointed because he's comparing from what he's doing now to the ejaculation.
Well,
I'm saying there's going to be some disappointment. And you cannot tell me as a man if you, Mr. Talk, let's get from where I'm just talking about men. I'm a man. Mr. Talk, we're men. You mean to tell me that if you have sex with a woman and you don't ejaculate, you're not going to be disappointed? You are. That's quiet. Exactly.
Not all the time, no. I'm not gonna be disappointed. If I know I have pleased her, then no, I'm not gonna be disappointed. Because it's not about me; it's about her.
See, Michael,
it's about us. No. See, Mr. Talk, when I first came on, I'm not saying you're wrong. I'm not saying you're wrong, but this is how I do it. Because I don't want to go back and forth with y'all because there's no right or wrong in it. That's you.
That's true.
I'm saying is I know a woman's body, and I'll tell you how I get down. I let them get theirs; they can go multiples. After I know that they got theirs, it's all me. I'm going to get mine because it's us. It's never a one-way situation. If I bust, she's going to – I know as a man when I bust one time, I might be done for a minute and I might have to re-up. I know before I get to my one bust, I'm going to try to make her come 20. and then that body is mine. I can do anything I want with her. I can do anything I want. I'm gonna get mine.
What is that, Michael?
So,
you know, you already said.
So there's nobody. So I'm just saying, nobody is going to be. I'm sorry that the orgasm is the ultimate. That's what we have sex for. Me, I want a buzz. She want a buzz. Without the buzz,
you're not learning anything. You're only looking at it from a male perspective here.
No, I'm not. I'm just comparing the two situations. Most women would tell you if they like to have an orgasm, and then a man has sex with them, and if she doesn't have an orgasm, she's going to be yearning for that feeling. I can't see she's going to say, "Wow." Most women.
Shit.
No, I don't.
Simple statement. From a woman's perspective, and all I said was, depending on whether you're with your mate, someone you're accustomed to having intimacy and sexual relations with, there are times that you can have sex. If you didn't have, from a woman's perspective, an orgasm, that doesn't mean that you don't feel like you had good sex. That's all I said.
Oh, okay. Well, you're a type of woman like that, and I respect that, but... I'm not saying you're wrong, but that what you're saying, a lot of women believe in their being. I'm just reading the articles. They're saying that many women been in 20 years marriage and they never had an orgasm, and I guess they said they have a lot of good sex. I mean, I'm just reading the articles and statistics. You know, I mean, there's a lot of women that haven't had 5 or 4 orgasms in one setting.
Let's kind of expand the conversation because it's getting a little boring to me.
Oh, okay. I thought we were just getting heated up. I thought it was getting hot.
Oh, you were getting hot?
Yeah, ask Michelle. Michelle, she in the chat room. Get another woman perspective. I'm going to go and mute myself. I'm going to make me a sandwich, guys.
Now he had to make a sandwich. Okay, look. Oh, Lord have mercy. Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Well, it looks like nobody else wants to share. We ran Antoinette out of the program. I don't know if she's still here or not, but nobody's saying anything. So I guess everybody's scared to death of sex, except all facts.
I
and
guess
Mr.
so.
And me.
Yeah, I guess not. Antoinette, she's still in the chat room. She's still in the chat room.
Is she?
Well, you know what, and that's the thing. That's another reason why I decided this. Because every time you talk about sex, everybody clams up. You know, it's like it's taboo. You know, nobody really wants to talk about it. Why not? You know, it's natural. That was what I said, right?
I feel it's very private also. So you can respect that.
Well, yeah, I can respect that. I mean, you don't have to, but here's the thing. You don't have to. To put your business out there, we just want to know what you're thinking.
Yeah, we're just
what are
in general.
Things? That's all. Yeah, well, you know, if you choose to share, that's great. But, you know, we don't need you to get on here and just share. We just like to know what your view is. Let me let the Wesley in. This should be interesting. Welcome, Wesley. Long time, man.
Hey, I just like to listen, man. I just like to come to y'all and wish y'all and peace and blessings. I just like to listen, man, because I don't claim to be no damn authority on every damn thing subject you have, see? Unlike some other people, man.
Mr. Todd, let me address Wesley. See, he's putting, listen, Mr. Todd, we are having a dark conversation. When he's finished, let me address Wesley,
man.
Mr. Todd, because he's trying to fucking convey games with me.
Go ahead, Wesley.
Soon as I call in, I get jumped on. It's all good, man. I come in peace and blessing, brother. But what I was getting ready to say, I like your co-host, man. That's what I call in for, man. I like to listen to her. She brings some flavor on your show, man. That's why I don't even like to call in. I listen to her, man.
Well, thank you, Wesley, and I like your comments that you put in the chat room, too. Thank you very much for your input.
What I was saying about most time women use their sex as a tool because if you have a man doing everything right, clicking on all cylinders, she reward him like he's Pablo's dog, you know what I mean?
Wesley, let me ask you a question. Why do
men constantly want to stereotype women?
Well, I put it this way, just the ones I've been with, the last one I was with, okay? I'm not saying all of them. I'm just the All
right, that's
so
right. That's different. But when you make blanket statements, it's like stereotype. We and women do it too. We stereotype men. So I'm not trying to be self-righteous, you know. But I'm just, I just notice that a lot, especially on BRT or BTR, excuse me. You know, there's a lot of stereotyping folks going on.
Well, I just put it on the last one I was with. Okay, that's how I do
it.
Yeah,
based on our experiences.
So,
okay.
Yeah, that's
so
good.
So I run into another woman that's different then, that's all I know. I mean, my experience is the sum total of my existence is the sum total of my experiences.
That's right, Wesley, and that's for all of us. You know, you don't know except when what you experience. That's all we can share, right?
And like I said, I'm going to give Mike some props on what he just said, man. But, you know, you got to go ahead and please the woman all the way out, man. He don't even know what I was getting ready to say. You see what I'm saying? He jumped,
well, you know, we also jump on each other a lot, too, on these forums. So let's have some fun.
I come in peace. I don't come in argument. So when there's too much argument and chaos, Big West, I Bob and Weaver,
right,
the way
that
y'all getting
home. I apologize. I was wrong. I apologize. I was just joking. It's all good, bro. It's all good. I mean, I thought I was having fun. I'm not trying to argue, debate. No one is wrong or nothing like that. I thought this was a fun show. We're talking about this. You know, I can say what I want, you know, about this. I apologize for attacking you like that. But I just read what you had in the chat room saying I bend over and shit like that. But it's all good. It's all fun, though.
Hey, Mike, let me share another.
Peace and blessings, Wesley.
Can I share another quote with you guys? Greetings.
Go ahead, share it. Go ahead,
okay.
Share it.
It says, sex is always about emotions. Good sex is about free emotions. Bad sex is about blocked emotions. That's from Deepak Chopra.
Wow.
And then here's one from, this is the last one. Everything in the world is about sex, except sex. Sex is about power. Oscar Wilde.
Oh, my. Now, see, oh, my goodness. Sex is about power. You know, now that's a whole different realm right there. My goodness. Wow. Because that was something in the business world, it's used as in a lot of cases. That's why you get all these harassment cases. But Ebony got her hand up, so let me bring Ebony in.
Great.
We have another woman's perspective. Hello, Ms.
Hiya,
Ebony.
Hi, Mr. Took.
Welcome.
Hi, everyone. Hi. I'm just getting ready for my show, and I heard you lot talking some stuff. I was like, what's going on Mr. Talk Show? What the hell are you guys going on with? And there's Michael like, whoa, you know, get all excited. I was like, I need to call in. So yeah, that's why I called in, just for Mike, really, because Mike is just too funny, and he's getting all excited.
He gets a little excited. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
So,
talking about sex and getting mad. But yeah.
Yeah.
I can understand.
So, what in your opinion, Miss Ebony, what constitutes good sex for you? What to you? Your definition. I ain't gonna say to you or for you. Without you.
Don't go there. Don't be trying to making it worse, right? Okay. It's just like, good. Well, I don't know. There's sex and some people say there's making love, which is slightly different. But sex, I think, is just expressing yourself, connecting with someone. It's a real connection. Depend on who you are. Some people put themselves out, maybe 50%. Some people put it out 100%. And if you put it out, you're both putting it out 100%, and you know what you're doing, it's a great opportunity to enjoy and learn something.
Mm-hmm.
Or just have fun, you know, just experience some fun. I think that's what it's about. I think sometimes people get too caught up in all the labels about finding this and finding that. I think, you know, when you find someone who knows what they're looking for, that's probably that's probably going to help you. You know, I think there are men who talk about what they would like to see happen, but you know, it's the few that really get the chance to experience it, and those few that really experience it are those who know what they know what buttons to press, and they know where to find what they're looking for. And I hear what you say, oh, Mr. Talk about, oh, women should be showing you and knowing where these things are. Well, you know what? It's always been men that have more chances to experience and stuff out there. So I think a lot of the times women expect men to lead the way,
mm-hmm.
and help them to find those points. But yes, good for women to experiment with themselves maybe and find something. But I think it's always going to be a shared experience. And so, I think for men, they can lose it when they're kind of poking around, but they're not really looking for anything because they're not sure what they should be finding. So maybe go back to school, start reading the books again, come again. But, you know, I don't know. I'm just saying. That may be the route you have to go if you really don't know. But, a woman that also knows herself, and I think a lot of women, as they get older, they really do know all the spots on their own body.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, a woman can teach a guy, you know, if she wants to, she chooses to, you know, she can share herself with you and help you to learn what she likes and how to make her happy. But I think it's always going to be great when you meet someone who comes with something, you know, someone who's a little bit more experienced than you and is going to teach you something new. But, you know, it's whatever it is, it'll be good. It depends on the people involved and what's going on in their heads.
Good points. Like chemistry. You know, it's the chemistry between the two people.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely, because sometimes you can meet someone who's too methodical, you know, trying to do too much, you know,
mm-hmm.
try and connect with the mind, because when you connect with the mind, I think the body kind of flows.
That's what I was trying to say to Mike. It's like what he was sharing was good points, but it was more like from a male perspective, like performance.
Yeah.
Performance, and that's not, to me, what it's all about. I mean, yeah, it has something to do with it, but it, like you said, then it becomes methodical and the emotion is lost.
Mm-hmm. You got to see that mind, hear what the person's saying, and really link into their mentality, and then there's a chance that, you know, you're going to create something completely brand new, maybe, out of mm-hmm. something that you both know, but something completely new in the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Okay, that was it.
Wow.
Well, thank you so much.
If I tell anything more, I'll have to charge you.
Thank you so much for sharing, Ebony, a woman's perspective.
Yeah, no problem.
Oh, man. Let's see. We got the lines, man. We got the lines lining up here. Let me bring Chris in. I think it's Chris. All right, 708, welcome to the show. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on? Can y'all hear me? You hear me, Mr. Talk?
Yeah, we can hear you. What's going on, man?
That's great. From what I'm hearing is, you know, men, from what I've been noticing lately, are more responsive to learning from a woman than learning from another man. They're more submissive. Men are more submissive today when it comes to learning something from a woman. But if another man is trying to tell another man something, shut them down. And that's not how I was brought up. You know, men are, even we're talking about sex, and if any of the women feel like I'm off track with this, feel free to raise your hand. But in the form of a question, and I'm saying, is that men is the dominant one of the relationship, including sex. The women is one that is submissive. So when it comes to sharing, you can only share so much, because a woman, like Amy said, is looking for that man to leave. So if
who
the
told
man
you
and
that?
Woman is sharing, if a man and woman is sharing, they can only share so much because that woman is looking for a leadership role.
But you do, brother, you are aware, aren't you, that that's just your perception.
Okay, all right.
That's your experience.
All right. Okay, all right. Not just my experience, but it's the truth. See,
how? You mean you don't
understand
that each of us have our own experience
okay.
and you can't qualify someone's full experience is like that?
All right, this is the difference between having the experience, facts, and the truth. This
oh,
the
dear.
Truth.
What?
Hey, y'all hear me?
Facts? Ow.
I'm not talking facts. I don't deal with facts because you can twist and turn and, you know, take facts in and out, edit, and put in what sounds good. In your behalf.
Didn't I just hear you say the word facts?
You can't do anything with truth. Truth is the truth.
But it's your truth. That's all I'm trying to say. You don't realize
it's
just your truth.
No,
everybody has
truth.
Their own story playing in their head.
Those are facts. I don't have
what?
Just my truth. This is the truth. If it's
okay.
raining outside, it's raining outside.
Wait a minute. Please, let me understand you here. Okay. What I thought I heard you say was that a man is the dominant one, and we're talking about sexually, right? Or were you
correct.
Talking about in general?
A little bit of both. And then, so when Ebony said, you know, men, no, women are looking for men to lead.
Well,
I
she
agree.
Didn't speak for all women.
That's
see, she didn't speak for all women.
She should be looking for. She's looking for, women are looking for men with leadership roles.
No, that's what I'm trying to say here.
Yeah,
Ebony,
but that isn't,
her perspective,
that.
She didn't speak for all women.
Yeah, I didn't say that for every woman. Sometimes
but that's
it can,
yeah, it's
the
truth.
There
women
is,
might not be looking for it because it's like something that may look, they look down on, women look down on sometimes for a man to be the leader. And they
but,
did get fed so many, for over the feminists. You know, they get filled with BS about.
Well,
you
see,
know.
Brother, we're trying to discuss what good sex is for men and women, and each person has their own experience. And the only thing I'm trying to convey to you is what you're bringing to the table is fine.
Right.
I'm not judging it, but you
correct.
Need to know that it's just your perception, it's your experience. But you're trying to lay that it's the truth for everybody, and that's just not the truth.
No, it may not be the truth for everybody. It's just
exactly.
the truth.
That's the only thing I was trying to share.
Right.
That's
period.
What I was
don't
trying
have to
get.
To accept it. You know, it is what it is. You know?
And in a sexual context, some men like a woman to be the
yeah.
assertive one.
Very
in
true.
Like what I said earlier when I first got on, today women, men are more responsive to men. I mean, men are more responsive to men. Men are more responsive to other lines. I'm sorry. Men are more responsive to other women teaching them something than another man. I ain't talking about sexually, but just now in general.
Well, we're talking about sex specifically. The context today is sex. What is good sex for men and what is good sex for women, right, Mr. Talk?
Well, that's not what I heard. I thought it was just we were covering several things about men and women, but I didn't
well,
know
yeah,
just,
that's true. You're right. We have been, but you're right. You're right. I'll
yeah,
give
you
that.
You need more to the. You know, you need more ingredients. You need a lot of ingredients to make stuff than just cornbread. So.
Well, the topic we're discussing, I will agree with you. It does involve different considerations to be able to discuss it because what constitutes good sex for men and women depends on a lot of different things, who they're with, whether they've been with them a long time, whether it's a spontaneous act, whether it's, you know, all kind of different things. So I agree with you on that. I'll give you that.
For a man to get excited and enjoy a woman being dominant to him, I just see there's something wrong with that. You know, that's just my opinion, and that's like in the fact of my own thoughts of a man that likes to have a woman take control. Sexually, we're talking about sex sexually. That's just like, dang, wow, you're out the game. Where's your boss?
Hey,
you know?
Can I say something? Can I say something, y'all? Y'all hear me?
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm 56 years old, man. I hope y'all can hear me, man. My problem is, man, this freaking control shit, man. I'm getting freaking tired of this. Somebody always want to be the lead fucking dog. Either the man want to be the fucking lead or the woman want to be the lead, man. Why can't two people just enjoy each other, man? You see what I'm saying?
I'm talking about
between a man and a woman, man. Nowadays, you might be, like my brother said, it's always the man was so-called the lead, but now to the goddamn feminine shit, and says, these women, you can't tell them nothing, man. You can't, you make a suggestion. They start popping their neck, acting a doggone fool. You just say good morning to a sister. They start acting a damn fool, man. I just want a woman to walk with me, and we walk together, man. Fuck being the lead dog and the lead and all that, man. That just pissed me off, man. I hate to drop my frequency level, man. But since this, I knew it was going to get to this. Who going to be the lead? Who want to be on top? Who want to be on top? And all this whole bullshit, man. That's what's wrong with the world, man.
Is this Wesley speaking?
That's right. This is live recounting the president is called for.
Wait a minute, Wesley. It sounds like this quote fits you. Everything in the world is about sex except sex. Sex is about power. That's what I hear you saying.
Oh, sex, really, if you go back to the biblical times, sex is supposed to be about procreation. That's what the whole freaking problem is, man. Everybody want to have power. Everybody want to out-God God, man. You see what I'm saying?
Really, that statement is about manipulation and seduction. You know, I'm using my sex power to get what I want.
Okay, all right, hold on for a minute. I got two more people who need to come in. I hate to interrupt y'all. So let me bring Maze and Joe in. All right, Joe and Maze, welcome to the show.
Why the hell, every time I got to come on, Maze is right behind me.
Well, just don't come on and just stay off then.
Why is that?
Don't you just stay off?
Know,
you don't want to be on at the same
some
time.
Kind of electronic
and that
type
is not
of
the
signal.
Subject.
Every time. Doesn't matter when.
Not the subject. And people want to talk about sex that's not having sex.
I
don't
want to
they
talk
don't know
about
nothing about
that.
It. And you not having it. Don't sound like it.
Well, you don't know the white poet.
Welcome, Maze and Joe.
Welcome.
No,
never mind.
Hello, Wesley. And Wesley, what you said is you're perfectly right. It's not about who's the boss and who's not the boss. It's a hand-in-hand thing with two people that love each other.
Yeah, that's what it should be, man. It should
not
be love.
Not about two strangers
well,
that were bit in the
dog.
Just because two people met in the dog. Just like
I said, can I have hand-in-hand fucking time back with a woman, man? I just
one
saw
at a time.
Just fucking hand-in-hand.
We can't hear you.
I preach my subject, man. I don't call it every day. I just assume, like, if I got a hand-in-hand time back with a freaking woman, if she want to be the boss, I want to be the boss. Mr. Thompson, I call back on masturbation, man. That's where I'm at right now. I appreciate your blessing, man.
Thank you, Wesley. And you
had a sad commentary.
All right.
All you got to do is call them bluff.
Now, as I was saying, since I was just brought into the show,
man,
some people say because
whatever.
They meet a woman one night and they lay down in bed with them, they think that is sex. That is not sex.
It's not
because
true.
You lay down.
What is it?
Because you know some of them women, they can take. If some women thighs could tell the truth about Willie, really, when men thinking they having sex and they having nothing, and got off and then lay down and go to sleep and they had nothing, and she's sitting over there laughing at him, and they think they done had some sex. Now that's the funnest thing when it comes to certain things men or no women
don't
have a discussion about.
Saying.
Well, no, that's all right. Nobody does.
You're not
that's
a woman.
Okay.
I didn't expect for you to understand it.
Well,
talking about
well,
love versus sex. Excuse me, I want to ask Maze a question. Maze, are you describing having sex versus making love?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, I didn't understand what you're saying.
But that's what a lot of them do is just have sex and don't even know what they're having sex with. Sometimes when a woman's out, they be doing it. Those that don't know what sex really is. And she sits back and laughs. Women
well,
have conversation about
question?
People like that.
Okay. I don't
oh,
understand.
My goodness.
Oh, that's okay.
So we should have a conversation on that, too.
Am I unmuted?
Yes, Michael, you're unmuted.
Well, you know, I would address Chris, but I'm not going to do that because it's not even no point. It's going to go to bed. I just want to ask the ladies a question. Is Ebony or Michelle or Maze? If you know what an orgasm experience feels like and you have sex, and the man has an orgasm, and you don't have an orgasm, do you feel that it's good sex for you?
No.
Okay.
Is that a good enough question for you, Mike?
Yes, good enough. I mean,
that's what I just said.
Is Ebony on the line? Okay, I know that. Is Ebony on the line?
Yeah, I am.
Okay,
can you hear
Ebony,
me?
If you have
yeah.
sex, right? If you did you get my question?
No, I didn't.
Okay, I understand you know what an orgasm feels like. If you have sex, whether you're in a committed relationship or not, that man ejaculates and you don't have an orgasm, will you feel like that you had good sex yourself?
Sometimes, sometimes not. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Sometimes,
sounds more realistic.
Yeah. Sometimes
okay.
it's okay because you may be, you know, you be maybe just having a good time with him having a good time. It might be just great to see him have a good time. You don't necessarily have to have an orgasm. You can just enjoy it anyway. And then sometimes you want to have your orgasm and you choose how you're feeling according to how it goes. So, no, there isn't – you don't have to have an orgasm every time. It's not
right.
like orgasm on demand. Like TV on demand? No, it's not.
I've heard a lot of women say that's in a committed relationship. Sometimes it matters, sometimes it doesn't. But if it's a one night stand, it doesn't matter. That's
well, let's not talk
heard.
About one night stand. Let's try to keep it focused because I on the men's side now. I'm just speaking about me.
I'm talking
if
about
I
one night stand.
Exactly, right, exactly. But to me, I want both of us to ejaculate. But me, if she has hers and I don't get mine, it's a problem.
Right. I mean,
so if it's
a committed relationship the way
it's
I
like
right.
I said.
So now
said.
I understand why women are in marriages and they haven't had their partner or they haven't reached their a potential of an orgasm or some of them have never had an orgasm because some women, it really doesn't matter to them. And
it doesn't matter
saying,
because a lot of women
it's like
a lot of women
can't
have orgasms.
Hello?
I said some women, not all.
Hello?
I said some
women,
not all.
Hello?
Can
I speak?
It's just something that a woman can't do, you know?
Can
so
I,
it doesn't matter. If a woman's in a committed relationship, it doesn't matter. But like I said, if it's a one-night stand, a lot of people just don't care. Just want to look, get it over
what
with,
I,
let it be
did
done.
You,
why have
okay,
a one-night
stand?
Okay, can I speak?
Go ahead, man.
Can I speak? People that don't have sex always want to have a conversation about sex because they're not having sex.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
No, that's
okay.
No, a lot
well,
of
that's
people,
her reality.
A lot of
let us speak. That's her reality.
Sex.
Point to the blank. That's the reality
no.
of the whole thing.
No, porno
that's her reality.
No,
you
know, no, May doesn't know she's talking
about
it.
She don't demean our conversation.
No, you
know,
don't have nothing but your goat. We don't know what's
going to
happen. You probably have with your goat, so you just be quiet. I know more about what I'm talking about than you.
Yeah,
you
probably know more about my goat than anybody else.
So that's why you always want to talk about it because you don't have none. That's why you want to make that your main conversation. But
okay.
You need
but
you know,
as a man,
Maze.
Hold up. But see, I'm just looking at Memphis. But if I'm a man and I don't let a woman at least have an orgasm, me as a man, I feel that I haven't done my job. I mean, I mean that's just me.
Okay,
I mean,
isn't
I
that a little bit
satisfied.
What you just said, right? Isn't that a little bit of your ego talking? Because no matter how much work you put in,
yeah.
Majority of the time, a woman's not going to have one. So you think that you're stimulating her to have an orgasm.
Right
you have
now.
Nothing
so
to do with
you don't
a, woman
to the woman.
Having an orgasm.
You don't know how to please the woman.
See how I was talking about? I'm talking about right now. Two men
oh,
can't even talk.
God.
But if this was a woman, he wouldn't say anything. He'd be more submissive and listen
but
to
no,
her.
But no, Chris, listen
to
what
other man.
Chris,
my point
Chris,
is done. I'm
alone.
Done. I feel you. Okay.
Okay.
I just,
no. Hold on. Listen.
You'd be cool with it. You'd be cool what I had to say if I was another woman. You wouldn't cut me off or nothing. You'd be very submissive and try to.
No. Mike would cut off anybody. Come on.
Yeah. But if it was another. No, you don't cut off women. I noticed that.
Oh, yes, he does.
He likes to listen. He likes to listen.
He
listens
well,
to women.
Listen. But the whole thing is that.
But man to man, he wants to challenge him. And a lot of men are like that today.
Well, brother, is this Chris speaking?
Yes, ma'am.
I can assure you, you're mistaken, because when I first encountered Mr. Allfax, he used to cut me off all the time. And happily,
okay.
I can now we can have a conversation without arguing with each other, and I love it.
But see,
whole,
Chris,
the whole
I,
thing,
I
everybody's
say
right.
Things,
look,
though.
Not everybody can get an orgasm all the time, and a woman, if she's not getting her orgasm, if she wants to please a man, she'll go without it. If a man isn't getting his, and she wants to please his woman, he'll go without it after a while. But nobody's going
to
stay in a relationship. At least
women
they shouldn't.
Go to the hospital
unless
all
they
the
please
time.
Each other.
Joe,
you're a man, Joe. I guarantee you 99% of the time when you have sex, I guarantee you bust. 90% of the time. And I'm just saying, when he came on his line, what did he say? Leadership roles. And I'm just saying, me personally. He said,
leadership
I'm
being
when it comes to leadership, Leslie and Scott are on the same side with you.
He's going in the room with a gentleman.
There's no wrong or right in this. There's no need to fight. This is supposed to be a fun conversation.
Well,
there's no right or wrong.
Yes,
everybody has their own personal experience.
Yeah, well, you haven't been on this show too long, have you?
Go ahead, Joe. I know you wanted to say something. Go ahead, Joe.
Well, I just want to let her know that on this show, everybody's right. Okay. The thing is that, Chris and Mike and Leslie and myself all agree on the same thing. Men don't have to assume the leadership roles. Women like to be very, very obstinate. I say call their bluff. If a woman wants to take the lead, say, go ahead, babe, take the lead. Tell me what you'd like. They fold. They don't want to take the lead, even though they proclaim to the rooftops, I'm as good as you, and yada, yada, yada. But they don't want to take the lead, okay? I happen not to like to be in that particular role where I have to take the lead, and it's always on my shoulders, and I always have to prove myself right, blah, bullshit. I want a woman who is just as smart, just as emotionally balanced as I am. That leaves Maze out. So that's what I want.
Oh, Lord. All right.
If we ask the relationship right now, if we ask women, what would you prefer a man to be doing, working while you stay at home or you work with him? Majority of women would say, I'd rather stay at home.
Right now?
Yes.
Most women?
Most women rather stay at home than work.
I don't
agree
with that. I think it's changing, Chris. I'll agree with you if you're saying that a lot of women, because I know one female lawyer from Canada who has her own show. She hasn't had it for a while. But she seriously is thinking about what the feminist movement did to her. So I think, you're right in that the trend that more women nowadays are thinking about that. But I think still, relatively speaking, more women are. But if you ask the majority of women, they're going to say, no, I want to work. I want to work with him. They would rather have that man to carry
most of the load, I ain't got no problem with that. I don't. And I'm headed in that direction right now. I ain't got no problem with having that kind of pressure to make sure everything is taken care of, just like the quarterback in the football game. I got this. Thanks for backing me up, but I got this right here.
If they back you up, but a lot of
that's
women
are. That's my personal experience. We were talking about personal experience. That's where I want to go. That's the road I'm on.
Of course.
I had a Muslim tell me one time that he will not have oral sex with a woman because he's still bowing down to her. I said, okay, there's no problem. But I'm saying the only reason why he's not doing it because he's lessening himself to bowing down. I'm saying a lot of people bring a lot of philosophies to the bedroom. Now, what I have learned today, guys, that some women do not mind not having an orgasm, in a sex room, which is, I've learned that today, which surprised me. But for me personally, I get my kicks off of making them have an orgasm. That's it. That's all I got to say. And I'll wait for my closing statements. I'll mute myself.
That's cool. That's how he like to get off. All right, for me, sex is an open door policy. Between them two people, whatever goes. That's good sex.
Well, I agree with you.
Hope y'all agree on. Listen, I like toys. I like another person. I just want to be me and you. I don't like to have sex. I like to cuddle. It's just so many ways of having good sex. It's between what them two people agree.
It is between
you. Right. Down in the bedroom.
Those two individuals, it's between them and everybody else should mind their own business.
I don't like oral sex. I love oral sex. I like it this way. Okay, cool.
Was that Joe speaking about women reconsidering what the feminist movement has created? Was that you, Joe? Or is it you, Lowe?
Trend.
Yeah, The trend is a lot of relationships.
Yeah, Chris was saying that a lot of women nowadays want to stay home and allow the man to go out, and I'm saying that might be the trend, relatively speaking. But I still say the majority of women.
Asking your name.
Yeah, my name is Joe.
Joe, okay. Well, I wanted to agree with you. I think a large number of women are tired, and they're starting to, you know, be very weary of trying to pursue the world and work all day, whether they're professional or not, and then go home and do another full-time job at home. And so as I look back on it, I didn't see it that way when I was younger, but now that I'm more mature, I think that I would have preferred to stay in the home.
Yeah, there are a lot of women.
But I did stay in the home until my children was of age to go to school, and then I went back to work.
Well, you were very blessed, Maze, and my mother also did. She was able to stay at home until my youngest brother was in the sixth grade. You know,
and a lot of people stayed at home going, and didn't work at all. And when their husband left them, they didn't even have anything to fall back on. But 20 years of marriage and nothing to do.
That's true
He had Social Security. She got nothing. And so that's why a lot of women went back to work, so they could have their Social Security deposit, so they could, when they get in to be old, that they can have a way to survive.
That's true. And also in my mother's day, there weren't any jobs for black women except waiting on the bus line to go to some white woman's house to clean up her house.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Wow.
So you know, it all depends on, you know, the time frame you live in and the circumstances. And like you said, Maze, you know, a lot of women wanted security. And there were some women, like, for instance, that they let the man be the leader and they never learn how to do anything for themselves, so they become totally dependent. And then if something happens to that relationship, they're just, like you said, out in the cold. They don't even know anything about how to handle the finances or how to run nothing. They're just lost.
Yeah.
I look at it as a good leader, so he'll sit down with his camp and say, listen, if anything happens to me, this is what y'all need to do. Here's some
papers. That's a good point.
You go left, you go right. Mm-hmm. When you see this, stay away from it. When you see this, go towards it.
But I think even beyond that, a woman has to take personal responsibility for self-development. A man is a leader in a relationship, but that doesn't mean a woman should be, you know, just know nothing about life. A woman has a responsibility to self-develop also.
Well, she should know those things before she even got into a relationship.
No, I can tell you a
personal. You should have too.
No, there's some situations where women are married for a long time and they're used to their man taking care of everything, all the business. Then when something happens, they don't know what to do. They don't know how to run things. They didn't have that experience because he did it all the time. So that requires a man and a woman to share certain responsibilities so the woman can develop and grow as a person too.
They both set themselves up the way I.
But I don't understand. I'm not finished.
Both of them set themselves up for failure because he didn't show and he didn't teach and she didn't ask and know the right questions to ask.
That's where that comes from. But then when it comes to the kids,
Let me bring this lady in. All right, Miss Lady, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon. Hello.
Greetings.
Hello, Miss Lady. You know, who is the lady talking? She has just a wonderful tone and quality, and she has a lot of wisdom that she's sharing. And I'm just listening. I'm just listening for her for about 10, 15 minutes. And she's absolutely on point. Absolutely on point. When you talk about everybody has a responsibility as a person, as an individual to grow, to learn and to grow and to expand, you're absolutely true. That's absolutely true. And so practice makes perfect. And so you don't wait till the man gets sick or have to step up. I think it should be a continuous process of learning and doing.
Together, growing together.
Right.
Is this Lisa?
Lady.
No,
that's Miss Lady.
Miss Lady, I want to thank you for your kind words, and I agree with you. I think that, you know, each person has a responsibility to to learn and grow about themselves, because if you don't know about yourself, you can't be a very good, successful partner with anyone else. If you don't have love in your heart for yourself, you don't have anything to give.
Or any confidence. So if she never does anything, if she does not balance the checkbook, pay bills,
right,
deal with insurance, any of that, you know,
I'm
the decision maker.
Then she's going to be in trouble. She's going to, say if he gets sick, is in the hospital, that alone is going to stress her out, let alone all the other stuff. So, you know, I think, as a couple, they need to work it out between them. And she needs to grow independent of him, but for her own self-esteem and confidence and so forth. She'll be a better partner as a result. She'll be a better person. She'll be a better mother. She'll be a better neighbor.
I agree with you 100%.
Can I ask you a question?
Sure.
Yeah. It's a fair.
Hey, Miss Lady, you sound like you sound like you got it going on. Why would you have to you go by the title of Miss Lady?
Now, see, you're getting personal. I don't understand what that is.
Yeah, that shouldn't matter. See? I didn't care what she called herself. I was just listening. I got to let y'all know, name says a lot about yourself, man. There's a particular vibration that you and the tone that you're giving off. That's why y'all got to be careful with y'all name and your children and yourself. That's why I said
that. You see what I'm saying? And some people, it's just not worth responding to.
He's not doing it in a critical way. He was just asking you a simple question.
I just like to do that to find out about people, man. I'm just letting y'all know what the demeanor, whatever. Can I finish my point? That's what I was trying to tell y'all, a name, what you call yourself, and what to call your children. But it already, before you even speak, it already does set the tone and the vibration how you are. That's all I'm trying to break it down to y'all. That's all.
Well,
I don't see it that way because my name is, is an American European name, Chris, and I go by the name of Big Chris. You know, that don't mean I'm a fat dude. It's just the name everybody gets.
Miss Lady, this is Michael. May I ask you a question that I asked all the other?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mike. Go ahead, Mike.
I want to ask Miss Lady a question because I'm learning something here. This is an education for me. No, Miss Lady, I'm going to ask you a question about, and we're talking about sex and pleasing, what's good sex. If you're having sex with a man and he has, he ejaculates, and he doesn't make you have an orgasm, do you feel like you had good sex, or do you feel like you've been cheated if he doesn't make you have an orgasm?
Well, it depends on what's going on. You know what I'm saying? Like, most of the time, of course, it's
say you're not.
Mike, let her answer. You just don't want to hear what she has to say. Let her answer, please.
Most people like, if they're engaged in sexual activity, they both like to have the final end result of that. However, it depends on that situation at the time and what's going on between the people. Sometimes, you know what, it'll be okay with her, knowing that, he got satisfied because he really needed it at that time, okay? And she's happy to share to be able to give that to him. But now if he's being selfish and it's all about him all the time, then no, it's not going to be a good relationship, first of all, and therefore won't be good sex.
Okay. Right, but okay, it's no problem. I'm clearly saying, but if you listen to what you're saying, it's like he dictates whether or not a woman feels her maximum sexual potential, which is an orgasm. I'm just saying we shouldn't. I'm not saying nobody. I'm just saying for me. Me, it's both of us. If I ejaculate, I want her to have pleasure too. There's no. Let me just get it. And I'm saying, right. I'm not most men. Evidently, I'm not. Because like I always said before, if you listen to the show, I enjoy making a woman come multiple times and make her come on demand.
Okay.
Right. I love making her come on demand. But what I'm saying is, In a bedroom, it's about us. It never should be, to me, it never, I don't want a woman to say, well, let me just let him get his off, and then
that's
she's satisfied
what she,
because
Mike,
it's going to be a little
That's not what she said. That's not
well,
what
she
said.
Sometimes it matters. Well,
yeah,
I'm just learning that.
Yeah, answer the question.
And this is the reason
something.
Why
question,
some women are emergers who never had an orgasm because I'm learning
something?
Today that it really doesn't
okay.
matter to women.
Right,
and I'm surprised.
Right.
That's not what
and
she
I'm
said,
saying,
Mike.
If a woman
has
an orgasm,
is in a way,
not
so
having an orgasm, there's a conflict there. I'll meet myself up with my last comment.
I just want to say this. I think a man, or I am setting myself up. If I have a narcissistic ego orgasm thing going on in my mind that,
mm-hmm.
if I have sex, I have the power and the will to make her have an orgasm, and she
mm-hmm.
doesn't, I'm playing myself as a fool, and I think a fool talks like that when she doesn't have one. Then what? How do you feel then? She didn't have one throughout the whole entire time you all together, but you feel, this man feels like, you know, he's super orgasm almighty. He can make her do it multiple times and whatnot, and it doesn't happen. I'm setting myself up to make my ego feel real bad at that time because, you know, our ego is going to sex, size of, you know, our penises and women's breasts or how that woman is shaped and everything. Ego does play a big role in sex now. Even the conversation, it was good, wasn't it, babe? You know,
that's performance anxiety.
Okay. Performance anxiety. All right, them two words put together, I know what that means. So I just stopped out what that means until now. I just broke it down. Yeah, so I think a man is setting himself up if a woman don't have an orgasm. That's all I'm saying. When he thinks he can make every woman have one. And it's been medically proven that women don't have orgasms. Sometimes they have to get injections and stuff like that and go to the doctor for them to have one. Come on, let's be real now.
All right. Thank you, Chris. All right, y'all. We man, I don't know. We went from one extreme to the other here today. Woo, Lord. Partner, co-host, I tell you, they took us through. It started slow, but they got it going fast, didn't they?
Yes, sir. It was a roller coaster ride, but I enjoyed it.
Yeah,
and I
me too, but you know, we got all
I want to thank everybody for their input. Ooh, I'm glad the ladies finally showed up, man. It was rough there for a minute.
I agree with y'all now. But we're going to go ahead and let them get their last words in. And,
okay.
What the world happened there? Okay, we're going to start with Miss Lady. Go ahead, Miss Lady. You got the first up last words. Miss Lady, you there? She must be out driving. All right. Okay, Wesley, you up.
Hey, I just want to say, my people, man, it's time for us to start showing love to each other, man and a woman, man. Forget about who being boss. And Miss Lisa, I sure not want to talk to you, okay? I'm putting that SOS to Miss Lisa there, who I was talking earlier. Holler at Big Wes. Peace and blessings.
All right. All right, Wesley. Sorry. All right, Maze, you up next.
I'm saying have a nice day, and sex is between two people that love each other, not two people that lust with each other. All I got to say, have a good day.
All right. Thank you, Maze. Interesting, to say the least. You know, before I go to the next person, I just have to disagree with that. Sex don't have to be between two people that love each other. It really doesn't. I mean, I've had sex with plenty of people. I never loved them, so I'm not with that one. I'm not with that one at all. But okay,
well,
thanks, Mae.
Mr. Talk,
yes,
maybe
ma'am?
What she meant was it should be, but we know it isn't.
Okay. Okay. Or maybe she was talking about lovemaking and not just sex.
That's right.
No.
That's right.
Yeah, okay. Well, maybe we just need to distinguish the two. All right, let me bring Big Chris back.
Hey.
Big Chris, go for it.
Hey. Hey, Mr. Talk, I love the speaker or the guest here today.
No, that's my co-host, man. That's my co-host.
Oh, I'm trying to come in as much as I can. I'm in school, so I try to. I get in the show kind of late sometimes over here. I'm going to school, y'all.
Well, thank you, brother. Thank you.
I love it. The sex topic for today, I agree also, sex ain't better than love. That's what Trey Songz said, you know. So I agree. And as long as, you know, when we get our egos out the way of sex, sometimes, I don't know, I was going to say this, when we don't put our egos in sex, it makes it better. But sometimes you need that extra edge, like a cup of coffee, you know, to get over that hump. Like, yeah, I'm all that, you know. Because I wouldn't want my woman to be feeling depressed that she's not, you know, performing well sexually. I want her to be confident to a certain degree. But, yeah, you know, egos are good and they're bad in their own way. Have a blessed day. And, man, have great sex. That might be the problem with some people on the phone. I don't know. All right, but all right, y'all.
All right. Back. Thanks, man.
All right.
Oh, Lord have mercy, Lord. That's funny. All right, Michael, you up.
Well, first of all, I don't understand. How is it an ego when you go into a bedroom and having sex and you say, I want to please her. I know I'm going to be pleased. She's a beautiful woman, but I want her to please her. How is it an ego when you, a man, says, I love to make a woman come. People on this phone saying, oh, you have to have surgery. Listen, Mr. Talk, when we started, most women would tell you if you want to know a man's body, you try to learn that woman's body. You try to find that G-spot. Most women having them coming. Now, I'm hearing people saying it doesn't even matter. I've learned today that most women, it doesn't matter. A man can have this ultimate pleasure in sex, and that woman says it's fine with her. She doesn't reach her sexual peak, and it's fine. And I'm learning a whole lot of stuff because I will be talking about this again. But if you're not, when someone has an ego, when they saying that the man should take the lead in the bedroom, there's no problem. Now, see, I've noticed some women won't have sex unless a man come on to them. Even if they want to have sex, if the man don't come on to them, that causes something. Because in a relationship, it's supposed to be, it runs like water. She comes on to me, I come on to her. When she wants to have sex, hey, I don't know problem. Jump on me, girl. Do you be aggressive with me? I have no problem with that. And the only thing I want to say before I go, it is unbalanced to me, Michael. I'm speaking personally. It is unbalanced for me to have my orgasm and she has no orgasm. To me, somebody got cheated. Y'all have a nice day and y'all take care. But I'm going to talk about this later.
Oh, God, I'm sorry. I just can't get over laughing. Go ahead, Mr. Jordan. Oh, man. Woo! Mr. Jordan, what you
yes,
have to say?
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Man, what do you have to say? I was saying, what do you have to say? Because I can't do but laugh right now.
Well, I was thinking to say that, Mike, good sex is not just about two bodies banging each other. It's about more than that. And I enjoyed the show. I want to thank everyone for coming. It's been a blast. It's been a lot of fun. And I want to thank everybody for their contributions. And I think I learned some things, too, just like Mike said he learned some things. And I want to say I look forward to seeing everybody back here tomorrow at 3 o'clock. It's been wild.
Yes, and just imagine tomorrow, masturbation, good or bad. Oh,
I don't know
Lord,
if I'll talk at all. I might let you handle everything tomorrow.
Oh, no. I won't be doing that by myself.
I'm just kidding. I do want to say one of the – I don't know how to handle this, so I'm going to try to do this discreetly. There's someone in the chat room that sent me a message. My screen is it's frozen. I don't know how to get it, so I'm sorry to I don't want to say the person's name because maybe they don't want me to. So anyway, that's it.
Right.
Couldn't get
okay.
it. Don't know how to open it. Okay.
Okay. All right.
I'm
going
to have computer talk.
Okay. Well, I'll help you through that. But anyway, y'all, once again,
You know, we want to say thank you, everybody. Thank you, everybody, for participating because, yeah, y'all made it fun. Scary, but fun. That y'all did.
did you say scary?
Yes, I did say scary.
I was scared, too, Mr. Tall.
I said scary, but it was fun. It really was. Tomorrow,
imagine that. Two Scorpios being scared of sex. What about it?
I know. Listen to these folks. You should be. That's a dang old show. But tomorrow's show is masturbation, good or bad. Oh, man. I'm just, yeah. So we should have another interesting talk today, tomorrow. That's for sure. Well, once again, y'all want to leave a message or a comment, don't forget to go to the show page, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Leave a comment there. Or you can go to ericletstalk@gmail.com. You can leave me a comment there. Or the Facebook page, Let's Talk with Eric Jackson at facebook.com. Either way, I'm going through all of them 200 times a day. So, you know, leave it there, and I'll get back with you for sure. All right? But that's it, y'all. Tomorrow, 2 Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. You know, oh, Lena J., welcome to the show, darling. I'm sorry I missed you. See, I like to say hello to all my guests, but I kind of missed her. I'm sorry. Well, welcome to the show, darling. Hope you enjoyed it. For my co-host, Ms. Ngonya, hey, we want to say thank you. Y'all have a good one, because we about to get up out of here, because we definitely got to do something about tomorrow's show, because, Lord, no kind of way y'all going to go. So we got to have all our bases covered. So until tomorrow, y'all, we're going to leave y'all with some Lou Rawls. See you when you get there. See you when I get there. We out of here. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Pardon me, do you have change for a quarter? I gotta make a phone call. Thank you. Oh, I hope this woman don't take me through no changes today, because I'm having a hard day today, man. You know, let me see what's happening at the address before I go home. How you doing? I hope you're fine. Did your day take you through changes and mess up your mind? I just called to say that I'm on my way. Oh, and I'll see you when I get there. I hope you're in a good mood. You know, a man's home is a castle, and I'm coming home to groove. Oh, and I'll see you when I get there.